North Adams Mayor Richard Alkenbright announced Thursday he's not seeking re-election. WAMC sat down with Alkenbright to see what's next for the four-term mayor.
It didn't come hard, let's put it that way. I think the realization of so many things that we wanted to accomplish when I ran in 2009 and first came in office in 2010, with respect to opening up government, opening up process, making it more participatory, fixing our finances and some of those things, made it the fact that we're kind of there. And I say we're there, but everything can be better, right? I mean, I say we're there, but things can get better and things can be done differently. But I do think we've accomplished much of what we said we were going to accomplish in that vein. So with that, there are reasons why it might have been a little more difficult, but I think the decision came easier for me because there's a realization that we had accomplished what we started out to do in many ways.
So the announcement is a little bittersweet.
Yeah, I mean, anything is. I mean, I was at a bank for 36 years, and I had to make the decision to leave there, and that was bittersweet. And here, I mean, almost eight years, and again, you rebuild a new family, a new work family, and a new career, a new way of doing things, and meet a lot of people along the way. And you know, it's for a small town guy like me to be able to have Elizabeth Warren call me by first name and recognize me in a crowd. Those sorts of things are just fun that I would have never had the opportunity to do if I hadn't run for this office. And but those sorts of things. So you know, bittersweet, yes. But am I settled and very comfortable with my decision? Yes, I am.
Your two main goals getting into it was strengthen the economic base of the city, mm-hmm. and to create transparency and hold true transparency, right. Here. And have you touched on it?
Yeah, I think that, you know, back in 2008 and 9 when the recession was really in its really moving strongly, gaining its traction, unfortunately, the state did some very devastating cuts to communities all across the Commonwealth. And we've never fully recovered from that. And so what we've had to do is we've had to make cuts. We've had to consolidate services, consolidate departments, shrink our school budget, theoretically. And we've had to do that and then pass a lot of this along on the backs of the taxpayers. And it hasn't been fun, but it is, in a sense, that is what it is. And I think that we've been able to clean up our bond rating. We've gone to four successive budgets that are fully balanced, income to expenses. We've rebuilt our reserves. When I came in office, we had about $160,000 in reserves, and now we have somewhere probably close to $1.8 million. So there's a lot of different things that we've done to really make that a whole lot better. As far as transparency, we are a total open book here at City Hall. At least I am. Our budgets are very open. They reference a lot of past data. We have five, six budget meetings annually during budget season, and so a lot of the things that that I wanted to work on, we did, and we've really accomplished a lot in that sense.
And you mentioned some hard times in the beginning, and there are some hard times throughout your time here, right. In office too, like the closure of the North Adams Regional Hospital.
Right.
How has that left a taste in your mouth?
Well, I think the initially it's a sour taste, but we've, thanks to our great partners at Berkshire Health Systems, BMC, David Phelps, and their board and their staff, quite honestly, we've been able to rebuild magnificent services up the hospital. We actually have more services today than we did when it closed, and they've made some $20 million worth of investment up there to help us get back on our feet with respect to services. So, you know, initially, it's literally a shock. When somebody calls you and says your hospital is closing in 3 days and 500 jobs are gone, and your medical services even at that level are gone, it's scary. I mean, again, you don't know how to react to that, but you figure it out, and we did figure it out. We're working with state leadership, and our delegation was wonderful. By working with all of that, we were able to turn this thing around a little bit through the good graces of Berkshire Health Systems.
And in your role as mayor, you did touch on and was an advocate for some really crucial elements, or so crucial in the way that you've seen them, for mental health reforms and funding to fight substance abuse.
Right.
Do you see yourself getting involved in any of that, you know, come January?
Well, I can stay involved. I mean, the Community Coalition has a very, very active work group on addiction issues and those sorts of things. I certainly would want to stay part of that if they'll let me, but I do know that mental health issues, which is a typically co-occurring problem with addiction. We need to figure out some stuff, you know. And I know in the city of North Adams, we do have our share of addiction issues and heroin issues and some of those things. But at the end of the day, one of the things I've tried to portray in my administration is that if we're going to have a chance at minimizing this problem, minimizing maybe a bad word, we can't eradicate it. I know that we'd love to see it go away, but it won't happen. But if we can minimize this or turn this down a little bit, we have to be willing to accept any and all solutions towards this. And this is why we've had great success in locating a methadone clinic, locating needle exchange programming here. We have Suboxone here. We have all of the different, many of the different treatments that that addicts and their families need, and we have to be able to be accepting of those things to make a difference.
Finally, what qualities, what would your replacement ideally look like?
I mean, you need to have the ability to make decisions for the betterment of the community. I think one of the things I've always said since I've been here is that I look at myself as a CEO of a $40 million business with 13,000 shareholders. No different than that. The city is a utility company. I look at it that way too. We provide services. We provide education. We provide public safety, all these different things that we provide. And for that, people pay a fee. We call them taxes. All right, so it's a whole different mentality, but they provide a fee. And I think that anybody coming in, if they can approach it that way, and basically, again, I use this all the time. I make decisions based on policy and not politics. Have I never made a political decision? Of course I've made a political decision. But the vast majority we do day in and day out is based on clear-cut policy and how that policy and those decisions impact the ratepayers, the taxpayers of this community.
That's North Adams Mayor Richard Alkenbright speaking. He's not seeking a fifth term.